Louise, it is miserable out there.
Yeah, but nothing takes the chill out of your bones like a big ol' out-of-control office Christmas party.
Welcome, Merry Revelers.
Okay, well, I guess the Hanukkah party was the one to be at. This could be fun, too. Where is everyone?
Well, folks of this magazine aren't really into the office parties. Olive?
Hey, Foxy, where are you going?
Sabrina, the Donner party was better than this, with better food. Come on, we're here. You know, we can still have a good time. I mean, there's gingerbread, there's Christmas music, and we still have 48 minutes on the meter.
Party hardy, ladies. I'm heading off with Cole and James to my timeshare condo for a little Christmas carousing. And yes, we might get a little blitzing.
Let's face it, the holidays are a letdown. Always have been.
Not for me. Christmas as a kid was so much fun.
Skating on the pond, sipping mulled cider by the fire,
watching Dad pass out on the couch.
Too much eggnog?
No, Mom decked him.
Well, Miss Humbug, this year the only decking that's gonna happen is the halls. You know, fa la 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 la, or arf 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 arf.
Stop! Boy, all this talk of Christmas carols and eggnog, dysfunctional parents. It makes me miss my family.
Well, you know, this Christmas we can be our own family. Yeah, we'll go home and decorate the tree and hang our stockings, and we should probably do the Thanksgiving dishes.
Well, looks like my posse just bailed on me. Say, do you Buffalo gals want to come out tonight?
I'm sorry, are you inviting us to a saloon?
No, I've got this condo for the holidays, and Cole and James just bailed on me. I don't suppose you ladies would be interested in a little winter getaway? Condo's got a hot tub.
That could be fun.
Excuse me, Sabrina, the last thing that we want to do is go freeze our butts off on some mountain.
Mountain? No, no, the condo's in Miami.
Miami?
Florida?
America?
80 degrees and sunny.
Going to Miami, going to Miami, going to Miami, going to Miami.
Song now.
Oh, Leonard, this place is incredible.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for inviting us here. It's so sweet of you. There are locks on the bedroom doors, right?
All right, you got the stereo, you got the TV, DVD, VCR. Oh, and here's the video collection. Remember, people, be kind, rewind.
Look, Roxy, nothing puts you in a Christmassy mood like It's a Wonderful Life.
Right, but this is Es Una Vida Esplendida.
No. But it's still con Jimmy Stewart.
Okay, because this is a timeshare. There's a few house rules. Log all your phone calls. Don't touch the thermostat. No fluids on the furniture. And keep out of the kitchen. Other than that, let your hair down. Enjoy yourself. Whoa, there's no pets here.
Well, you could have told me that when you picked us up. What did you think I had in the air hold carrier?
Oh, I thought it was some feminine thing. And you needed to vent it.
Sabrina, these resort condos always have kennels for pets.
Fine, I'll put him in a kennel. Hey, Salem, don't give me that look. You're the one that talked me into bringing you. Oh, I read this book, The Cat Whisperer.
Well, I am going to change and then go lounge by the pool. Which outfit would make you flirt with me more?
Well, the red one gets my blood going.
Green it is.
Great, this whole place looks like Santa's village. Foxy, it's Christmas time. In Boston, in Florida, everywhere. Well, except in parts of the Middle East where, ironically, it all started.
I'll just stay here and read.
No, come on, come down to the pool and enjoy yourself.
All right, but just because it's too stuffy up here.
You're warm? Hey, no problemo. Check out this state-of-the-art ceiling fan. You got updraft, downdraft, cross breeze. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
You know, if I didn't know any better, I'd say you were getting into the Christmas spirit.
Maybe.
Come on, you can't tell me that baritone in the board shorts isn't bringing some joy to your world.
Guys, there's going to be a beauty contest. I may be the next Miss Wet Christmas.
Wet Christmas? I don't know who should be more offended, women or Irving Berlin.
Huh. I thought once they tore down that wall, there was no more Irving Berlin.
You know, Morgan, I think I'm finally getting Roxy into the Christmas spirit. Oh, speaking of which, I forgot to get her a present. Let's see what they have over here. Wow. Looks like Santa's been summering at the gym.
Hmm. Let's go see if he's naughty or nice.
Hi, I'm Morgan.
Hello, Morgan. What do you want for Christmas?
Let's see. A BMW 5 Series would be nice. Maybe some 6-carat earrings. Gee, thanks. I don't remember asking for the flu.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that real fur? I think Santa's allergic to your clothes.
Oh. Well, that's too bad. I'll go change.
Aren't you next?
Oh, yeah, but, you know, now that I'm up here, I feel kind of silly. Hey, back off, sister.
Have you been a good girl?
Well, I gave some money to charity. I volunteered at a shelter. Oh, okay, back in April, I looked at the answers before I did a crossword puzzle, and then I acted all smart.
I need to take a break, sweetie. Maybe some guys want to sit on Mrs. Claus' lap.
Sabrina, do you have any...
Oh, my God. Mom.
Mom?
Oh, sweetheart. It's so good to see you.
Why didn't you tell me you were out of prison? I'm guessing Hallmark doesn't make a card for that occasion.
Listen, I wanted to get back on my feet before I saw you, so Zach and I took this job playing Santa at all the resorts. Oh, meet Zach, my boyfriend.
Nice to meet you. I'm crazy about your mom. She stole my heart.
And then she pawned it, right? Whoa! Oh, two Santas in one family? I mean, what are the odds?
Roxy, you have every right to feel the way you do about me, but I've changed. I really have.
Right, and the check's in the mail, and the dog ate my homework, and apple cinnamon candles make a great gift.
Roxy!
I didn't go the way I hoped.
Well, she's just kind of shocked to see you. And at least now you know not to get her an apple cinnamon candle.
No, I can't blame her. I was really a pretty lousy mother.
Don't worry, I'll talk to her. You know, by this time tomorrow, you guys will be swapping outfits. Well, maybe not that outfit.
Be a good kid and keep quiet. We don't cut the troublemakers around here.
Hi! Oh! Hey, look who dropped by unexpectedly. It's Candy, who paid her debt to society and is now trying to win back the affection of her daughter during this most forgiving of seasons. Sabrina.
Well, hello there. Welcome to my crib.
Oh, thank you. It's very nice.
Well, make yourself comfortable, but don't touch anything.
I'm losing the sun on the balcony. I'm going back down to the pool. Oh, hi. Are the Rockettes playing here?
No. This is Candy, Roxy's mom.
Oh, it's so nice to meet you. Listen, I'm a designer, and I'd be glad to put together a new look for you. You know, now that you're out of the big house. We'll stay away from stripes and jumpsuits.
You must be Morgan.
And I must be going. The sun waits for no man.
You know what? I think I'm going to go down to the pool.
Oh, come on, Roxy. Stay and talk to your mom.
Sorry, it's just not the same without two phones and a plexiglass window.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry...
Hey, how about that? Room service delivers holiday cheer.
I get the feeling she's trying to avoid me.
Funny, I didn't know you had feelings.
Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Come on, Roxy, it's Christmas. This is the perfect time to work things out. Sabrina, why is this so important to you? You want to know why? Because your mom's family, and at least she's here. Some of us don't have that, Roxy. You know, I have great Christmas memories with my mom, but unfortunately, I can't be with her right now.
Don't you get it? My mom's the reason I'm trying to block out the holiday.
Wait, sweetheart, please. Come here and sit down. Come on. Is this about the used gifts again?
It wasn't just the gifts. Do you realize we never even had a real Christmas? Other families went ice skating or sipped mulled cider.
Oh, we don't have any mulled cider, but the last tenants left a bottle of grape juice that's going bad.
What did you expect? Your dad up and left me. I was scrimping just to make ends meet.
Mom, look up scrimping. It doesn't involve high-speed chases. Goodbye.
And a happy new year. Good time.
You know, that song has 11 verses. So you might as well stay and work things out. You know, it's never too late to start to make good Christmas memories. Hey, Leonard, let's go down to the pool.
No, I still gotta work on the fan.
The gift shop is selling Miami Vice action figures.
I did break my Crockett.
Okay. All right, well, you know, you guys just give it a try. Go back to the beginning and try to hash it out, but just don't go back too far. This is a timeshare. Hey, what happened to the...
Your kin, good tidings for Christmas.
And now our costume competition continues with contestant number 8, Morgan Cavanaugh. You get up, babe, but what's the Christmas theme?
I'm Vixen.
I'm looking for a nice gift for my friend. You know, something earthy, organic, but definitely not apple cinnamon. Hey, Serena. Oh, hey, Roxy, I'm just looking for a gift for myself. You know, because I'm worth it, darn it. So, how did things go with your mom?
We talked things out.
Actually, we yelled things out.
But it ended really well. And for once, when she hugged me goodbye, it wasn't to use me as a human shield.
Hey, a human shield is just a hug facing out.
I gotta hit the hay. I need my beauty sleep for the finals tomorrow.
Yeah, I need a shower. Rinse off some of this chlorine.
You guys going up. I'm gonna pick out a present for my mom. Hey, thanks for helping us patch things up. I thought it was impossible, but you made it happen.
You know, that's what the Christmas spirit is all about. It's about helping people, not presents. But in case you're still looking, I'm a size 2.
You brokered a reunion between Roxy and her mother? I am impressed.
Yeah. They should send you to work out that whole Midwest crisis.
It's useless, Morgan. The Dakotas will never get back together.
This post has never been put to better use. Don't worry, fellas. I'll contact Bob Barker. He'll get you out of here.
Time to mellow out. I'll put on some Luther Vandross and...
Oh, my God.
Everything is gone. What happened?
I think maybe Roxy's mom stole Christmas. Yeah, I must have misjudged Candy. She seemed like she wanted to turn over a new leaf.
Well, instead, she turned over the whole condo. Well, don't just stand there, Leonard. Start videotaping what was stolen.
You know, Sabrina, this is all your fault. The timeshare rules are very clear. No smoking, no pets, no felons.
We should call the police.
Wait. Roxy's gonna be devastated. Maybe I can get her stuff back before Roxy finds out.
I think she'll catch on when she has to brush her teeth with her finger.
I gotta go talk to Candy. Hey, guys, what's new? Not a thing. But I'll tell you what's getting old. The food at the Midnight Buffet. Gotta go.
But it's only like 11.
Oh, well, then we can be there when the countdown starts for the giant cheese ball to drop.
Sabrina, the food hasn't even been put out yet.
Or someone got their money's worth out of the all-you-can-eat buffet. Okay, you go distract Roxy.
Okay. How?
Have you ever distracted anyone before?
Well, yeah, but I don't think she's gonna fall for the oops, my strap broke trick.
That's worth a shot. Now, Leonard.
All I want to know is, where were you between the hours of... Well, I don't know, because you stole my watch, too.
This is ridiculous. Your boyfriend here is accusing me of ripping off your condo.
Well, we'll get back to the disturbing boyfriend comment in a minute. But our condo was robbed.
You calling me thief?
How about, merchandise relocation engineer?
Come on. When you were up there earlier, I saw you eyeing my humidifier. It was a graduation present, and I want it back.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. I'm just having a nightcap and being falsely accused.
Your friends think that your mom ripped off your condo.
Wait. Now you're putting words in my mouth. By coincidence, they're the very words I was going to use.
Roxy, I swear, I didn't steal anything. I don't do that anymore.
Well, Mom, it's just like old times. Thanks for disappointing me again.
I hope you're satisfied.
Yeah, nice going.
What is this, walk away from Sabrina night?
I'm just curious. Why would that boyfriend comment be disturbing? Not the right time, gotcha.
Well, maybe I was wrong. I mean, I was just trying to help, but now Roxy hates Candy, Candy hates me. Yep, I've managed to destroy Christmas for just about everybody.
Oh, bring us a fiddy pudding, oh, bring us
a... Right, I'm gonna learn another song! Salem, what are you doing here?
I busted out of that kennel. They treated us like animals.
I'm sorry I had to put you in there. You know, if it's any consolation, things aren't so good on the outside either. We were robbed.
Robbed? Who did it?
I don't know, but it'd be really cool if it was Roxy's mom, since I already accused her.
I'll help you solve the crime if you let me stay here.
Fine, but you have to hide when Leonard's around. Cat dander gives him a full body rash.
Deal! So, Detective Spellman, maybe we should use what psychic investigators call retrocognition.
Or we could use what witches call going back in time to see who did it. Okay, let's see what was going on here a few hours ago. Oh, it's a good thing I learned how to drop stick.
Oh, I think you went back a little too far.
Relax, Salem, they're herbivores.
Well, then throw them someone named Herb and let's get out of here.
Okay, now we're closer.
Should I hide?
Okay. Let's get out of here before he pulls a full Leonard.
Is he gone?
All clear, and we're here. I think we have our culprit.
It's Oscar De La Hoya.
It's Zach.
And he's taking Leonard's TV. He's stealing the VCR and the DVD, the stereo with the MP3. Why, that rotten old Zach even stole the TP.
Keep that up and you're gonna be the Cat in the Hat Went Splat.
Cheer up. We gotcha, criminal. Mystery solved.
It's not that simple. I can't exactly tell Roxy how I know Zach did it. I have to show her proof.
Yeah. Good luck.
Tell me what you think of this plan. I just came up with it. Actually, I saw it on an old episode of Columbo.
As soon as the judges tally up their results, we'll have our new Miss Wet Christmas.
How did I do? You know, I have to hand it to you, Morgan. I never thought gargling was a talent, but you really pulled it off. It's a gift. Hey, I'll tell you what. Why don't I videotape you when they announce the winner? Oh, darn. I left the video camera upstairs.
Sabrina. We have one thing that isn't stolen, and you leave it in the room?
I'll tell you what, Morgan. You know what? If you win, I'll go get the video camera, and we'll reenact your victory.
Okay. But I get final approval on who plays me.
Hey, Candy, where's Zach?
Why, you got something you want to blame him for?
Just come with me. Roxy, you too.
What's going on?
You'll see. Hey, Leonard, you want to help me nab the perp?
I'll come with you, but I'm not going to be part of your whole crime-fighting SWAT team shtick. Freeze, Guzball!
So, what's the big revelation?
I don't get it. I thought for sure he'd come here to steal the video camera.
Who, Zach?
Zach? Are you kidding me? Zach is one of the most decent men I've ever met.
Oh, stupid cat.
Here's your proof.
I don't believe this. This is an invasion. I feel totally violated. How could you bring that cat back in here?
Leonard, bigger issues?
You actually let them think that I did it?
You can't treat my mom like this. She's way too good for you.
Oh, come on, she's just bitter that I beat her to it.
Wrong, loser. She's through with that life.
Yeah, and I'm through with you.
Look at this. The two of you side by side, intimidating some creep who stole all our stuff. This is what Christmas is all about.
All right. I'll give you back your stuff.
We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some.
I'm guessing they won't go until they get some, so, anybody got some? You know, nothing says Christmas Eve like warming my toes in front of a picture of a fire.
I propose a toast to Sabrina, who restored my good name.
To Sabrina.
And to a condo filled with attractive babes. I'm not helping myself, am I?
Oh, and to our new Miss Wet Christmas. Sorry we didn't videotape you being crowned.
Oh, that's okay. I wasn't actually crowned.
Is this more like the kind of Christmas you were thinking about, sweetheart?
Yeah, kind of. But being in Florida, it doesn't really feel like Christmas.
snowing.
Snowing? Are you kidding? Oh my God, it is snowing.
Hey, Roxy, you know how you've always wanted to go ice skating with your mom?
Look, the pool's frozen.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now that is the very picture of Christmas.
Watching them makes me want to do something Christmassy. You know, we haven't tried the hot tub yet.
Tell you what, Leonard. When that freezes over, count me in. You know, Roxy, I still feel bad. I never had time to buy you a present.
You gave me the best present ever. The chance to go ice skating with my mom.
Oh, actually, that was from both of us.
Oh, guys, I almost forgot. Leonard sent us a card.
I get dibs on any cash.
Oh, it's a bill. Crumbs on the carpet, $12. Failure to rewind Yule log, $9. Rubbing lotion on Morgan, priceless.
And a happy new year.